A good distance outside the city, if you follow the curve of the old highway, you will come around a heavy bend, bringing into view two grand hills. Atop each is a large manor, nearly identical in every way to each other. You were told this was to be expected. The house you were looking for would be the one on the right, the weathered grey tones of its carpentry apparent, even from here in the fading sunlight. The second is richly looking redwoods and ambers. You continue your ascent up the sway of the hill until you reach the tight gravel of its drive. As if on cue, the sun disappears behind the horizon, and all the windows are light with the most welcoming of yellow glows. You're not sure exactly what to expect. You have only heard tales of these mansions and the delights therein. But today brought you no other adventures to be had, so you allow your feet to push you towards the grand entrance. Before you can knock, the door opens, and you feel a pleasant warmth blow past you, and a tall, impressive figure steps into view. Ah, hello, sweetheart. Welcome. Welcome. Please do come in. From the looks of it, I'd say you've come to the right place. Oh, don't be embarrassed, love. We serve a good number of selected patrons daily, and of the various walks of life, so all are equal in our eyes. No worries, darling. Our house of ill repute is very concerned with our reputation, and yours, so discretion reigns supreme here. And not to sound too proud, but all walk out just as equally satisfied in their own rights. This is Mr. Cliché's House of Insatiable Sins, where our boys strive to fulfill your fantasies, whatever they may be. And I promise, my boys do it so very well. Now, let me take a look at you. Very nice. Very hungry. I think I know exactly what you may be looking for to sate your appetite. But I'll just keep my ideas to myself for now. After all, if I'm wrong, although I rarely am, I don't want to have swayed you in any way. Speaking of which, we'd better get moving. It's time for your first steps through my lovely, humble house of hedonistic fulfillment. All the fun you're going to have, I bet you cannot even imagine. Do you like my home? It's been around, well, as long as sin. But such a cozy feel to it, I think. Luxuriously woven carpets, heavy, cool-toned drapes, polished hardwoods. Oh, why do I bother? You didn't come here to hear about my talents as a decorator, did you? Oh, you don't mind. You're sweet, gorgeous, but I won't bother you another moment with it. Besides, we have arrived at your first stop. This will be just the start of your journey, I think. Everyone is treated to the delicious trip of self-evaluation behind this door. Oh, don't worry. We like to keep things fun and sexy, but it never hurts to get in the headspace, right? And this is the room for that. We've taken to calling him our own personal master of ceremonies. He's gotten quite effective at fleshing out the desires of our visitors. Oftentimes, ones they didn't even realize they had. Make no mistake, he's a working boy, too. He's just very skilled at getting a good read of a bad girl. Just teasing, love. It's sort of my business. Oh, come now, girl. No need to be shy. Gentleman Lust has been receiving our visitors, and exceptionally so, for some time now. He can feel you out and warm your blood. Or, if you are looking to really let go, he is fantastic at extracting that first good set of orgasmic shudders. Like I said before, all are equal in our eyes, and we understand. Some need a little more, some need a little less. So please, I know this room looks simple and nearly empty, but I promise that only means he has a lot of wriggle room when it comes to preparing you for all the exploration to be had during your stay. Remember, the most powerful sexual organ in the body is the one right here. Your mind. That's what Gentleman Lust will want to investigate first. So, in you go. I'll return shortly, love. Have a sit on this chair. He's waiting.